Good morning. We're continuing Chayil Mehilchos Shabbos, and we're learning the Halacha of Tzad, Klal Lamed, and we did Siman Vav, and we're talking about the concept known as the Rosh Hashanah Miskaven. We've spoken about this before, but to review quickly, the way it seems to make sense to me, the concept of the Rosh Hashanah Miskaven, that Rav Shimon is matarit, as opposed to the din of Sveik of the Reis of the Chumrah. So, the Rosh Hashanah Miskaven is a person is being, there's clearly an action that he's been going to in, which is clearly mutter. This action is the act of schlepping something. So, the Isuri HaTorah are not, do not worry about results. They worry about the act, the human element of the action. A person is doing something. So, what he's doing is schlepping a chair. The results, the Rosh Hashanah is not worried about results. That's his business. Results belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The actions are which are under the purview of the person. For example, if a person is nenas to do an avera, to do a vadazora, so an animal, he bows down to an animal. There's a discussion in Achronim, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim. That could be the animal does not become get a din of a nevad. Because the Isser of Adazor is a person deciding to do a Adazor. He didn't decide to do a Adazor. It was forced upon him. So the human aspect, i.e. the decision-making process, which is what defines a human being, he's held culpable for his decisions, that he's a Baal Bechira, and therefore he's rewarded for when he decides well, and he's punished when he decides the opposite. That's the human aspect of it. The Russian is the fact that there's bodies bowing down to animals doesn't make it a Vodazor. It's when a human being bows down to a Vodazor. But over here, since the onus has forced him to do it, it's taken the decision out of his hands. So the Chavad Shlomo says that in that situation, it's not called doing a Vodazor. The Rambam says that if a person does a Vodazor under duress, as an onus, he's not Chai Misa. It's not a Vodazora. He's about to say, there's a Kiddush Hashem, you have opportunity to give up your life and not to have this action take place. But if a person does it, he's not chai for Vodazora, because he didn't do it. An outside influence controlled him and made him do it. So the human aspect of the decision-making process, which is the defining element of what it means to be a Maisa of a Ben Adam, is missing. What it is, it's a Maisa of a Behema. His body was used to bow down. Some foreign power took control of his body and bowed him and bent it in front of a Vodazor. So that's a Maisa of Behema. A Behema bows down to a Vodazor. It doesn't become to something that doesn't become a Vodazor. So the same thing over here. A person is not doing, he's not being Isaac in the process of making a chritz, he's being Isaac and moving a chair. But on the other hand, in a case where a person is, the reality is on the ground already, he's going to eat something. The question is, what is he eating? Is he eating something which is kosher, something which is treif? He's being Isaac and eating. What type of item is he eating? That's the question. So that we say, secularized luchomer, you have to be machmer. That's the difference between the Rosh Hashanah Miskaven and a Sveik of the Reis of the Chumrah. Now, what happens when it's a Pesik Reisha? So now, he's been going sick and stepping a chair, but it's definitely going to make a charitz. The chair is very large, very heavy. The feet of the chair are very pointy. The ground is very soft. Whatever the situation may be, and we now feel that there's no question that he's going to be making a charitz. So in that situation, he's probably going to be making a charitz. So we say Rav Shimon is moited by Psik Reisha. That Psik Reisha is going to be chai, going to be aser. So what happens over there? So this is a discussion in the Achronim, and there's two approaches in the Achronim. One approach is that it's, we say, if he understands that it's inevitable, that when he does A, B is going to happen, and he does it anyway. So he means he made a conscious decision that he's agreeable that B should happen. So that's enough to hold him responsible, because now he's, as it were, making a decision to do B. He didn't just decision to do A, he made a decision to do B, because B is an extension, is in his mind, is obviously going to happen. He's aware of it, we assume, and the possibility, he does it anyway, so he's agreeing that B should happen. One explanation. Second explanation says, we're not probing the psychological depths of this person, we're creating a mathematical equation. If A and B are equal, because A always causes B, so if you are being mechaben for A, it's kilo you're being mechaben for B. So the kavana which he has for schlepping a chair, but a chair is which is so heavy, it's a sofa, which is vada going to make a charitz. So we do not differentiate between the schlepping of the chair, making of the charitz. They become synonymous. They become one reality, and he's being mechaben for part of that reality. He's being mechaben for the whole reality. Automatically, whether he thinks about it or not. So that did not lead us yet to where we need to go to understand this. We'll continue that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.